Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, I'm Ed. I'm with Jam. This is
Hello.
This is episode 2 of the Summer Faith in Kids podcast. And today we're looking at...
It's over to Josh and his friend to describe it.
It is a bit bushy. They have fences and bushes and trees. And you can play in them.
Okay, can you guess from that what the theme of today is? You may have snuck a look at the episode title already. What is it, Ed?
It is gardens. We're looking at gardens.
Climbing trees.
Don't panic. It's not a podcast about gardening. You don't have to be interested in gardening to enjoy this.
And I totally get it. When you're a kid and you go somewhere exciting, adults always want to go and walk around the gardens. And you don't, especially because all you want to do is run around the gardens, find places to hide and trample on flower beds. And that will only lead to sad times. But these are amazing, brilliant, good gardens.
There is nothing in the world worse than a sign that says, do not walk on the grass.
Yeah, it's a sad sign. But we've already had 2 gardens this week, and they're not like either of those gardens that we've just talked about that you can't play in or have fun in. What's the first garden, Ed, that you looked at on Monday?
The first garden was the best garden ever. It had everything good in it, and they found the one rule to break.
It wasn't about walking on the grass either, was it?
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was to do with a tree. And then the second garden is from Matthew 26, where Jesus is in the Garden of Tears, the Garden of Gethsemane, where he is thinking about what he has to do. He has to go to the cross. His friends are falling asleep. But he says to his father, not my will, but yours. So that's a really sad garden. But we know what happens next. So it is also an exciting garden. And so lots of ways to think about that. There's fruit as well that we've thought about. There's fruit in that garden. And can I just say now how important it is that you buy a mango and make a mango hedgehog?
Jam, have you got fun facts for me that are based on fruit?
Oh, fruit and also leaves and trees that need fire.
Okay.
You're going to be amazed. Yes. So the fruit facts, I'm a little bit obsessed with this thing where basically whatever fruit or vegetable you think is a fruit or a vegetable, someone will always tell you it's not a fruit or a vegetable. So apples, peaches and raspberries are all members of the rose family. Yes, I know. Your head is, your eyes are already belying confusion.
That means apples aren't fruit, technically.
Well, they are for the fruit, but they're fruit of rose plants, I guess.
I see, okay.
And do you know why apples float, Ed?
No.
Because they're 25% air.
A quarter of an apple is air.
Yeah, and when you think about it, that makes sense, does it? Because when you bite into it, it isn't quite solid, is it?
No.
And also, here's the other thing. Strawberries aren't actually berries, but a banana is a berry. Isn't that amazing?
someone somewhere, Jam, is just making this up to frustrate us.
Yeah. You know, a banana is a berry. A strawberry isn't a berry. It's probably a nut. I don't know. But there's another one as well. The UK's biggest leaf is in the UK that you can grow is some kind of ornamental rhubarb. You wouldn't want to eat it, but then again, you probably wouldn't want to eat rhubarb anyway.
No, don't say a word against rhubarb. Rhubarb full is lovely.
It is good. And actually, I just had rhubarb cake literally for my lunch there. Made by my friend Judith.
How dare you?
But it requires sugar. But here's the amazing thing. Firstly, from that special kind of tree from Brazil, you can grow it so that the leaf is 2 meters wide and 3.5 meters long.
That is, that's bigger than me. I could stretch out like a starfish and not touch the edges.
But here's the amazing thing. Rhubarb in the UK is mostly grown within a 9-mile triangle known as the rhubarb triangle. It's grown underground by candlelight, and it grows so fast you can actually hear it growing.
Where is the rhubarb triangle in the UK?
In Yorkshire. If so, look it up, Google it, look at some videos. I'll put a link to a video in the show notes about the rhubarb triangle.
Jam, everything in me now wants to go and find the rhubarb triangle.
Yeah, and the last thing is trees, because also there are trees in these gardens that we're looking at. There's a tree in that first garden, there's a tree in the final garden. The eucalyptus tree, do you know how it spreads its seeds?
Bird poo.
No. Fire. Yes, I know, look at you. And that's why you do get fires in Australia, because this is where you find them. They are natural fire starters because they produce flammable oil and they drop dry leaves and bark that can easily ignite to cause a devastating fire. When fire breaks out, eucalyptus trees thrive and the heat of the inferno activates their seed pods. And then while other plants struggle, the eucalyptus saplings are flourishing on the charred ground.
Now, I'm not making this up, Jam, but that. I've been to Australia and there is a tree that explodes.
Maybe that's it.
Well, that must be different, though. That is, I thought you were going to tell me the eucalyptus tree explodes, but it doesn't.
Well, I think the seed pods maybe explode. It activates them.
Okay.
And it needs fire to do it. Jesus made that tree. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, Jam. I hope we have an Australian listener who's just shouting, "You don't know anything, and I know everything about our amazing trees."
Email us at podcast@faithinkids.org. We would love to hear from you genuinely about that and any other. You can tell us that coffee beans aren't beans, they're nuts, or they're, I don't know, they're badgers. I have no idea. Everything gets reclassified now.
When your mum says you have to have fruit for pudding, you can go and eat chocolate or something like that.
And say, look, this is chocolate. It's from the...
Jam and Ed said the apples aren't even fruit, so I can't eat them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're mostly air anyway. That's my fun fact.
Jam, thank you. I want to go to Yorkshire. I want to see an exploding tree. And I'm determined to discover what is actually a fruit.
One day. No one knows and there's no way of knowing. That's all I know. So today's passage that we're going to look at is about the final garden, and it's from Revelation 22, and we've got Anna who's going to read that passage for us.
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. The river was shining like crystal. It flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the street of the city. The tree of life was on each side of the river. It produces fruit 12 times a year, once each month. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of all people. Nothing that God judges guilty will be in that city. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and God's servants will worship him.
Thank you for reading that, Anna. Can I tell you about the garden I grew up in? It was really a dream garden. I grew up on a small farm. We had cows in fields that are never dangerous. I liked them. We had ponds at the end, and when trees fell over, you could walk along a tree and not fall into ponds. We had trees to climb and fields to crawl in as if I was a member of the army. When there was snow, you could wade through it at the bottom. And there were bonfires every weekend. I love standing next to a bonfire with my dad.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Just standing and staring at a bonfire. Nothing better.
That is a garden of dreams. Today's story is a garden from a dream. God gave John a dream of what the new creation, where we will be with Jesus after death, forever, is like. And it does remind us of the Garden of Eden. As you listen to it, I hope you thought that. But it is even better. Instead of the river, as wet and wonderful as it was, now we see it's a river of life that gives us all we need. As clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It comes from God's throne. It's water that gives life, never running dry. Then we saw the tree of life that gives us life forever. In the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of life. Here we have many trees. Each one gives a new crop of fruit every month. There is always life to pick. Whether the sun is shining or there's snow on the ground, you reach up, you look to your side, and people from every tribe and every colour, your brothers and sisters, are standing there picking the fruit, healed, fixed, made whole. It's the end of any curse. There's only joy. No more curse. No more punishment. No more sin. Fixed. No hurt, no brokenness, no ache, no shouting, no crying, no stamping, no slamming, no clenching, no hiding, no pretending, no worry, no fear, no dread, no waiting, no shame, no lie. Each of us, as we were made to be, like Jesus, each different, each special, each better. Seeing the face of Christ, that means we belong forever. In heaven, we will see Jesus Christ face to face. Isn't that what we've missed most in lockdown, is seeing those we love face to face? This time we won't walk past Jesus without noticing. His absolute brilliance, his awesomeness, his differentness, his holiness will light up heaven. How excited we'll be to be near him, to see him, to meet him. How long we've waited. Oh, for that day. It is coming. This garden is coming very soon. Will you wait for this garden with me? Because we'll be there together. If we're trusting Jesus now, we don't have long to wait. I'll see you there.
What a great thought, Ed. Now, if I'm not much mistaken, Ed's got questions.
If you're 3 to 5, what is in the garden in the new creation? What did you hear that you'll see? 5s to 7s, what do you most look forward to? 8s to 11s, how is it better than Eden? How is the final garden better than the first garden? And then finally, over 11s, what is missing? How could this final garden be better? You don't be lazy and say nothing. Think about what you love and wonder if it will be there.
Those questions will be in the show notes. You can have a look at those afterwards. We're not quite done yet. Let's just look. We'll look forward in a moment. But first, we have a quick challenge, which Ed has actually already done in our feature, Challenge Ed. So I sent Ed a quiz about identifying fruit, which he then did. There's like a time limit. There's a link to that quiz. You can do it. It's in the show notes.
Go on, do it.
Go and do it. It'll take you 4 minutes. You will get some quite quickly and some will take a while and some you will go, what on earth is that?
There
is
were
that even
four
a fruit?
I couldn't do. None of us in my family could do 4 of them. See if you can do better.
So you got 16 out of 20?
I did.
See if you can beat 16. You'll be doing well if you do. But if you want to have a quick preview about how Ed's family got on, here's a quick listen.
Okay.
Ready, steady, go.
Go. Pomegranate.
Pomegranate.
Strawberry.
I don't know what that one is.
I think I've tasted that before. What is it?
We got this weird hairy one. Oh, and that one. A hairy fruit. So I just type in hairy fruit.
So that's the challenge. Go and look at that in the show notes. What else is going to come up this weekend? There's going to be a blog post about how families can enjoy stuff together, gardens, thinking about that. Any thoughts on that, Ed?
Yes, we're going to find out how we pray together. The reason we're going to do that this week is because, first of all, in the garden, Adam and Eve walked with God, chatted to him. In heaven, we can talk to Jesus face to face. In the meantime, we can get talking to God just like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Some families find that harder than others, so we've got a blog just giving you a first start on that. Some tips on how to improve it, how to get easy, find it easier. And then we've also got a blog from our friend Rachel on just enjoying gardens. I promise it's not enjoying gardening.
I'm so glad, because I am terrible at gardening. So I like mowing the lawn, and that is it. We kill everything. Don't give us a plant. It will die.
In heaven, Jam, you won't kill plants.
I know. They'll be indestructible, probably.
They will.
I don't quite know. And they'll all be classified as nuts, beans, and arachnids. Who knows? Ed, why don't you lead the way in praying, as we've just been thinking about, and then we'll have a song, because we're thinking about read, pray, sing. So, Ed, why don't you pray?
Dear Father, we look forward to heaven. We can't wait to see Jesus face to face in the middle of the best garden we can ever imagine. We look forward to swimming in a river of life. We look forward to picking the fruit that brings joy, healing. Father, allow us to wait patiently for the day when it will all be fixed. Amen.
Amen. We've read, we've prayed, we've not sung yet, but we're going to. Do join in. Michael J. Tinker is back with us, and he's going to lead us. Have a listen to this.
Hello, everybody. It is Michael here again. And Mr. Grumpy, don't forget about me, Michael. How could I forget about you? Yes, broadcasting to you from the JBI Starship Juniper, deep in outer space. And we're coming to you again because we have a song to share with you. I actually quite like this song, Michael. You do? Yeah, because I get to sing on it. Ah, well, there you go. Because we know you've been learning about Revelation and the wonderful news that in God's new heaven and new earth, there are going to be people from every tribe, language, nation who are going to be singing praises to God.
Wow. And we've got a song about that.
Yeah, we do. It's known as the Revelation Rap, or Boom. Now, there's lots of words in it, which I'm going to do, and Mr. Grumpy's going to do. But there's one big word that you guys can do a lot of, okay? And you can do boom, all right? Okay, it's going to come up quite a lot, and it goes something like this.
Oh, yeah, ready? DJ Mr. Grumpy in the house. Here we go. Oh, yeah! Oh, get down with the groove. We're Mr. Grumpy and Mr. Tinker. Hey, Mr. T! Oh, that works quite well, actually. All right, here we go. Ready? 2, 3, 4. Boom! I'm making all things new. Boom! These words is true. Boom! Listen to me. Boom! And I'll set you free. Boom! I'm making all things new. Oh, boom! These words is true. Ready? Boom! Listen to me.
Loads of links in the show notes, stuff to do, challenges, things to get stuck in with. Have a great rest of week. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy a garden. Find a garden and give thanks to God for it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boom! I'm making all things new. Boom! These words is true. Boom! Listen to me. Boom! And I'll set you free. I saw a new heaven and saw a new earth. For the first earth in heaven had passed away. I saw a city coming my way. That's probably down to earth, that's what I say. Boom! I'm making all things new. Boom! These words is true. Boom! Listen to me. Boom! And I'll set you free. A voice boomed out. Boom! A voice boomed out. Boom! Boom! A voice boomed out from the throne. Take a look here, John, and where I make my home. I'll live with my people and wipe every eye. There'll be no more pain or sadness, and you'll never die. All right, kids, are you ready to do another boom? Super duper loud, here we go. Boom! I'm making all things new, you do, Michael. Boom! Boom! These words is true. Boom! Listen to me. Boom! And I'll set you free. Boom! I'm making all things new. Boom! These words is true. Boom! Listen to me. Boom! And I'll set you free. Yeah! Boom! I'm making all things new. You didn't go. Oh, boom! These words is true. Boom! Listen to me. And I'll set you free. Boom! I'm making all things new. Boom! These words is true. Boom! Listen to me. Boom! And I'll set you free. Yeah! That were pretty good, that one, Michael.
If you're 3 to 5, what is in the garden in the new creation? What did you hear that you'll see? 5s to 7s, what do you most look forward to? 8s to 11s, how is it better than Eden? How is the final garden better than the first garden? And then finally, over 11s, what is missing? How could this final garden be better? You don't be lazy and say nothing. Think about what you love and wonder if it will be there.
Hairy fruit. So I can just type in hairy fruit.